Happy New Year. You're hearing the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the big one, 700 WLW.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone numbers here are 749-7000. That's within the 513 area code, Northern Kentucky, or that lower western or the lower eastern tip of Indiana. That's 749-7000. If you want to call long distance, it's free at 1-800-THE-BIG-1. That's THEBIG-1. And if you got one of those mobile car units, that's Star Talk, TALK. We got Mr. Whipple on the phone here. The real Mr. Whipple on line one. Hello, Dick Wilson.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on.
Now, you're the actor who plays Mr. Whipple in the TV commercials, is that correct?
That's me, only one. That's it.
And you get free toilet paper from Procter & Gamble for the rest of your life, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm starting to next week, they said.
Now they dropped you for some reason a couple months ago, right?
Well, I don't know. It's longer than that, really, that they dropped me, but I didn't know.
Now, how much toilet paper do you go through in a year?
I've never counted the number of sheets. I don't know.
I mean, what, does, like, you know, UPS just show up at your door one day with a couple cases?
Yeah, they used to do that.
And were you ever tempted to squeeze it?
No, I kept other people from squeezing it. But you can squeeze what you want, you know.
Oh, so you squeezed it. That was the whole deal. Don't you squeeze it because I want to squeeze it.
Well, you know, I always got caught squeezing it at the end.
Oh, boy.
And you're not going to squeeze the Sherman here on our radio program, are you?
No, no.
Okay.
I don't think it'll do any good.
How long have you been doing that Charmin commercial?
25 years.
Now, you quit in 1985.
Yeah, that's right. No, 1990.
1990?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 5 years, 6 years now since you've been the Charmin pitch man.
That's right.
And do people still recognize you?
Yeah, they do. In fact, it's awful at times, you know. People say, I was on the Dave Letterman show. And he said, "Do people stop you on the street?" I said, "On my way over." A woman said, "Are you Mr. Whipple?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Oh, the toilet paper." I said, "I'm sorry, I don't have any. But if you're in trouble, I'll get you a handful of leaves." He said, "That's awful." I said, "I've heard worse on this show."
Now, it's paid off pretty good for you, though, being Mr. Whipple.
You bet your life it has.
Now, how many of those commercials did you make?
504.
Wow. So you had to work a lot then, didn't you?
But not too much. You say, for instance, in 25 years, that's not an awful lot to do.
Is there a videotape available at our local video rental store of the whole collection?
No. I've got a collection here of 200 of them.
Do you play them for the family when they come over for, you know, Christmas dinner?
No, I don't know where the hell they are, but I know I have them.
Now, your quote in USA Today is saying you opened a toilet in Albuquerque and they paid you
$1,800.
What was that all about?
Well, they've just wanted me to, you know, have the man that knows more about toilets than anybody, so they picked me, you know. And they asked me would I open it, and they'd give me $1,800.
Well, is this like a public toilet in a town square of Albuquerque?
Yeah, no, in a building, you know, in a mall for the people that shop there.
Wow.
So, listen, if you got any of those you want me to open, I'll do it for $1,800.
That's your price?
Listen, I'll take anything.
You know, we got the Tidy Bowl man who said he'll do it for
$1,200. Well, listen, you're stuck with him then.
So what do you really think of the Procter & Gamble Corporation located right here in the lovely romantic town of Cincinnati, Ohio?
They do a lot more than toilet paper, believe me. And I think it's a great firm. Great. And they were very kind to me, so.
Are you ever going to do another commercial, or are you in retirement for good?
No, I had an accident a year and a half ago. I had brain surgery, and I guess that's the end of my acting career.
Mr. Whipple, would you like to take some calls from our listening audience?
You betcha.
Okay, let's see if I can do this. Now, this is Rob and I's first time here at this huge AM radio station. We used to be on this little FM station in Denver until recently. So if I accidentally hang up on you, we'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay. See if I can do
that. That's not going to happen, though. I have complete and total confidence in you.
Hello,
Chris.
George. You're on the air with Chris, Rob, specialist for Craig Comer, and Mr. Whipple.
Hi, Mr. Whipple.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I grew up with your commercials.
Where are you calling from tonight, George?
Ohio.
Ohio, and how old are you?
29.
So you have grown up with Mr. Whipple.
That's right.
Did you ever squeeze the Charmin?
I've been tempted a few times. But I always remember Mr. Whipple, and then I would suddenly stop when I started to do it.
Well, Happy New Year, George.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Do you have any questions for our esteemed guest?
Yeah, I'd like to know, has he had any movie offers over the years?
I've done quite a few movies. The last one I did was with Don Knotts. No, that was the Shakiest Gun in the West.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I did that. And
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What would you like to do right now?
What?
What would you like to do right as far as entertainment right now?
Open a toilet.
I can't do anything. I had this accident a year and a half ago, and where I had to have brain surgery, and I had to learn to walk and talk all over again. So,
oh, did you?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, God bless you, sir.
I'm just happy just sitting here.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. Let me ask you this. Is there an address that your fans can send you some keep at it cards?
Well, they can send them to Procter & Gamble.
Okay.
Does Procter & Gamble forward all your mail out there to you in Nevada?
Yes, they will.
How do you like living in Nevada, by the way?
I love it.
Do you gamble a lot?
Not much.
But a little. Did you get a lot of fan mail when you were in your heyday?
I used to get it, and Procter & Gamble would have it, and then they'd mail me a bunch of it out, you know.
One thing I could never understand was, what is the harm in squeezing a roll of toilet paper?
No, that wasn't the idea.
Okay.
It's getting them to squeeze it.
Oh.
I know.
I thought it was like, you know, don't squeeze a Charmin because you'll damage it.
Oh, no. It was getting them to squeeze it, you know, because if you say to kids, hey, don't squeeze that, they'll squeeze it. You know, and they're
reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so clever. Now I have a whole new appreciation for all those commercials.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out tomorrow and buy some of that Charmin. I'm going to start squeezing that again.
You go ahead. You can squeeze anything you want.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, George.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to talk to Mark in Richmond, Indiana, who is another really big Charmin fan. Hello, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Whipple.
Yes, how are you, Mark?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Are you having a happy 1996?
I'm having a wonderful 95.
It's not 96 in Nevada yet.
I know.
That's right. You guys, well, you know, I always did hear that people out west were a little bit behind the times. So I guess that kind of proves it then, right? That right?
Well, yeah, we're behind.
You know, we get it here in Indiana first, and then you guys are a little bit behind us. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a question here?
Yeah, Mr. Whipple, did you get like an orgasmic charge when you squeezed that Charmin, especially when you were in front of those lovely young ladies?
Well, you see, they always had to get tall. Because I'm not tall myself. Mm-hmm. I'm 5'10". And they'd get gals about 5'10", 6 feet. They always tried to make me look small. And they were real big Amazons.
Did one of those women ever look at you while you were squeezing the Charmin and say to you,
how about a kiss?
No, they never said that.
You know, a lot of actors don't like being typecast, and I'm sure if you went up to Tom Hanks and said, hey, Forrest, you want some chocolates? He'd probably get real mad at you, but you don't seem to mind being called Mr. Whipple.
No, I don't mind. I'll tell you, it ruined my career.
How?
I couldn't get another job.
Really? Couldn't you, like, put on a...
I was doing it in 90 and couldn't get another job.
So you've never played anything but Mr. Whipple?
Oh, no. I've been in show business for 68 years.
So what did you play before you were the famous Mr. Whipple in the toilet paper commercial?
I was the drunk on Bewitched.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I played Colonel Gruber on Hogan's Heroes, Dino Baroni on McHale's Navy. You know, I've done a few things.
What was the name of that actress that played
Elizabeth Montgomery?
I heard that up close and personal, Elizabeth Montgomery was one of the most beautiful women that ever lived.
She was a nice gal and very nice to work with.
Now I have a question about this squeezing the Charmin deal.
Yeah.
What, you are all over this. All you're asking about is squeezing the Charmin.
I thought, you know, it might be like, you know, you have a case of, you have an itch, you have a scratch, and like, you know, I'm going to scratch it and it's going to feel so good. It's going to feel so good when I scratch this itch. So you put it off. You wait. You delay because you're like, I want to make this last when I finally do it. Boy, when I go to scratch, it's going to feel great. And then you finally scratch, and it's like, oh. Is that kind of how it was with the Charm? It's like you wanted to squeeze it, but you kind of delay and wait and let the tension build up until finally you couldn't stand anymore. Then you have to squeeze it, and then you had the big release.
That's the wrong conception at all.
No.
The idea was, it's like you tell a kid, you say, don't you dare squeeze that, and he'll squeeze it. Mm-hmm. That's what it was for.
It's an ingenious marketing ploy from Procter & Gamble, who is the world's largest advertiser, and I think it worked pretty well.
It sure as hell did. It worked fine.
I use it frequently.
Now, do you know if their sales went down when they gave you the boot in 1990?
I have no idea, but I know that I was replaced by a cartoon.
Oh, what was that? I don't remember a cartoon. Was it a cartoon, Mr. Whipple, or just a cartoon?
Just a cartoon. Not a Mr. Whipple. Just cartoon. You know, characters by cartoon. But, I'm very happy.
Dick Wilson, Mr. Whipple, we have a call for you from Bloomington, Indiana, from Eric at the Bigfoot Carryout. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
How have the sales of toilet paper been tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, you work at that Bigfoot Carryout up there in Bloomington, Indiana, don't you?
Yes.
Is that where we're calling you tonight?
Yes, you are.
And how have the beer sales been tonight? It's New Year's Eve.
Oh, we don't sell beer here.
Oh, you don't? What do you sell that's alcoholic?
Nothing.
Then why are you open on New Year's Eve?
Because Mr. Bigfoot wants to make a lot of money.
What are you selling? Gas,
he
toilet paper?
Quite a bit during New Year's Eve.
So are you selling a lot of toilet paper?
Oh, I think I've sold maybe one set of rolls.
What kind of toilet paper was it?
Charmin.
All right.
Oh, there you go. We have Mr. Whipple on the line right here in case you'd like. Eric, meet Mr. Whipple.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Good.
How are you, sir?
At least you've sold a roll of toilet paper. I did. That's good.
Hey, Dick Wilson?
Yeah.
Did you ever get together with all the other spokespeople, like, you know, the You're Soaking In It lady and the Tidy Bowl guy and the Jolly Green Giant?
When I finished Charmin, I did a commercial for root beer or cream soda.
A&W root beer, A&W.
Where I squeezed the cans, you know.
Oh.
And there was a whole bunch of us did a commercial for them.
It was like an all-star thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, are you ringing somebody up?
Yes, I am.
What are you ringing up?
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread. Now, do you ever have to stop customers from squeezing the toilet paper there in the Bigfoot store?
Do what now?
Do you ever have to stop customers from squeezing the toilet paper in the Bigfoot store that you work at there?
Well, no, not really.
Well, here's what you could do, Eric, to see if this reverse psychology thing works in Indiana. As soon as somebody walks in the door, say, "Hi, welcome to Bigfoot. Please don't squeeze the toilet paper, whatever you do." And then you see if they go over there and do it.
Meg.
And if you do, you wrap them on the knuckles with a ruler.
Oh, okay.
Well, Happy New Year, Eric.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Good night.
Happy New Year to you, too, Mr. Whippleman.
Thank you.
Whippleman.
And good luck.
Whippleman? You called him Whippleman?
We're going to talk to Mark in Richmond, Indiana. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Where did Mark go? Oh, that's Len. Hello, Len.
Hi.
Len in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
How you doing tonight, Len?
Hearing me okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Dick. Mr. Whipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recently read that you're a member of the Akron...
You'll
Radio
have to talk
Hall
louder. I'm not getting it at all.
He said you're a member of the Akron something or other?
Radio Hall of Fame.
You're a member of the Akron Radio Hall of Fame.
Really?
Is that true?
I have no idea.
I guess it's news
well,
to you, huh?
If you don't know about it, you must not be, then.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear this man.
He said if you don't know about it, you must not be, then. Did you do some radio in your career?
Oh, yeah. I did in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do up there?
I was just an announcer with not a disc jockey, because they weren't disc jockeys in those days. We just played nice music for people.
And coming up next, some Perry Como, that kind of stuff.
What's that?
Like, and coming up next, here's some Perry Como.
Okay, you can do that.
Maybe I can get a job in Hamilton, Ontario.
You can get him awake, that's all right.
That's great. Well, so did Procter & Gamble pay you well enough? Or are you living a comfortable life now?
I'm living the life of ease.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, you were in vaudeville way back when you were a little tyke, weren't you?
You bet your life I was.
And what'd you do?
The happiest days of my life.
Okay, what'd you do then?
I was a comedy acrobatic dancer.
Okay, we're going to talk about your life in vaudeville right after we pause here for sports, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Hold on.
This is the Chris and Rob holiday special. It's New Year's Eve, and we want to wish you all a happy new year and a wonderful 1996. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you can call us at 749-7000 locally. That's area code 513-749-7000. 1-800-THE-BIG-1. That's THEBIG-1 if you're calling from far away. And Star Talk on that mobile unit. I think we have Kevin on one of those mobile units coming up right after we talk to Seg Dennison with 2020 Sports on 700 WLW.
You're listening to Chris and Rob on the Big One, 700 WLW.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I think I told you already, the phone number is 749-7000 locally, 1-800-THE-BIG-1, Star Talk from that mobile unit. We have Mr. Whipple, Dick Wilson, hello.
Hello.
You still with us?
Talking. Betcha.
Dick Wilson talking to us from Henderson, Nevada. Is that where you live?
That's where I live.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's beautiful.
You live in a desert?
Well, you know, the whole thing was desert. But we got rid of most of the desert now. We got houses there.
All right. So what was it like in vaudeville? You said you were an acrobat?
Yeah.
What was your act all about?
Well, I did an act pretending I was drunk.
All right.
And the fellow said, "This is Dick Wilson. Now he's coming on now. And we're sorry, but he drank his lunch. And I'd come out and do it drunk.
And then it paid off later because you got the big gig on Bewitched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that. Well, I did a lot of drunks in movies.
And then Foster Brooks stole your whole act.
No, Foster Brooks is a friend of mine. He'd say, "God, I wish I could walk like you, you know, do the drunk." Because he couldn't walk drunk like I do.
He could just stand there and stutter.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a call now from Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You're on with Dick Wilson, a.k.a. Mr. Whipple.
Hi, Chris, Rob, and Mr. Whipple.
How are you doing, Kevin?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say, when I was a kid, I used to watch all your commercials. I thought that's really cool.
That's wonderful.
I grew up watching you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Is that all you wanted to say, Kevin?
Well, I wanted to wish you guys a Happy New Year and everything.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Kevin.
Woo!
What did you do to celebrate the New Year this year, Kev?
Me and a friend of mine went and saw Casino.
What, that movie with Robert De Niro?
Yes, directed by the brilliant Martin Scorsese.
Well, that's kind of about Nevada, too.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, it's a
great
small
flick,
world.
Great flick.
Dick Wilson, do you go down to Vegas much and gamble?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Did you see much. Casino?
Not too much. I haven't been in the last few days.
Ooh, go see it. It's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen Casino yet, Mr.
Yes,
Whipple?
I did.
What'd you think of that movie?
Well, I thought it was the language was awful. You know, it gets a little too biting after a while. You know, you can hear that F word too many times.
It just numbs you.
Yeah.
Just getting
it's too much.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Kevin.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Kevin.
You too.
Now, Mr. Whipple, Dick Wilson.
Yes.
Now, you were getting a case or two of Charmin for Procter & Gamble every month for out of the past however many years. Then it stopped a few months ago. Then you had to go out and buy some Charmin or buy some toilet paper. What was that experience like when you had to go in and the cashier looked up and said, "Good gosh, it's Mr. Whipple buying toilet paper. My family will never believe this."
Well, that's what I used to say to them when I was working there. I say, "I had a horrible dream last night that Mr. Whipple was in buying toilet paper." And they say, "Oh, my God." And they send me some.
Uh-huh.
No, I, you know, that all stopped all of a sudden.
And then Procter & Gamble read your plight in USA Today and immediately corrected the situation.
Yes, they said they'd send me some next week.
So you're looking forward to some?
Yes, I'm waiting for the truck right now.
I see. We were afraid that that your diet wasn't what it should be, and you were using too much, and Procter & Gamble couldn't afford it.
No, the guy said, "Boy, you got a great job," and I said, "Yes, I have." He said, "You should get down on your knees and thank God." I said, "I get down on my knees every night and pray that the whole world gets diarrhea."
Well, thanks for your call, Mr. Dick Wilson from Henderson, Nevada, a.k.a. Mr. Whipple. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Lots of luck in the New Year for you guys.
Isn't your New Year going to hit here in about an hour and a half out there on the West Coast?
Yep.
Okay, well, Happy New Year. Get geared up for it.
Thank you.
Dick Clark will do it all over again just for you.
I hope so.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.